minute, Johnny. Play this, will you?
All right, let her go.
There's a knock at the door. Wait till I see who it is. Hello, Cohen. Come right in.
Hello, Eddie.
I'm glad to see you. How was business?
Rotten, thank you. Say, Eddie, you play fine. I never knew you could play the tambourine so well. Say, what was that you were playing when I knocked at the door?
She may have seen better days.
Uh-huh. Now I remember where I heard that before. The band played it at my wedding, and my wife dragged me down the alley 2 weeks ago when we got married. By the way, Ed, that's what I came over to see you about. Why wasn't you at the wedding? I sent you an invitation.
I would have been there, only I went to see the Bohemian girl.
Why didn't you bring her along?
Why, the Bohemian girl is an opera.
Oh, Ed, I thought it was a chicken. We had opera at the wedding. You ought to hear the meat soup. You couldn't hear the band.
I suppose you got lots of presents.
Oh, presents. You ought to see the silverware. Rogers, 1847. Knickerbocker Hotel, 42nd Street and Broadway. Child, all kinds of names on them. I tell you, Eddie, you missed it. Such fun we had. They played a game called Making Faces. And the one who could make the funniest face would get the prize. Mr. Goldstein went over to Mrs. Bear and said, "You win the prize." She said, "I wasn't playing." Someone asked Levi if he had change of 50 cents, and he gave the fella 6 nickels and a quarter. I said, "Levi, you gave him too much change." He said, "I know it. Wait till he tries to change that quarter."
Oh, that's one on you, Cole.
Well, when no one was looking, we sneaked away and went on our honeymoon. We went to a place called Malaria Junction. It's somewhere between life and death. When my wife woke up in the sleeping car, she said, "Oh, Abram, I dreamt last night you bought me an automobile. And I said, you're going to ruin me with your extravagant dream." Then I told her I had a dream. I said, "I dreamt I saw a magician turn a cow into a horse." She says, "That's nothing. I have often seen you make a jackass out of myself." Well, we were away about 2 weeks. My wife, she couldn't get a job, so we came home. The first one we met when we got back was Mrs. Rosenberg. She said her brother was in the war, and now he's got a hickory leg. My wife says, "That's nothing. My sister's got a cedar chest." Say, Ed, my wife is some cook. I got dyspepsy, so I went to the doctor, and he told me I must drink hot water an hour before each meal. But no matter how hard I try, I can't drink it more than 10 minutes. I was afraid I was going to die. So I said to my wife, "Do you think I'll drink in the next boil?" She said, "I don't know about your drinking, but I'm pretty sure you'll smoke." I said, "The thing that's troubling me when I die, how am I going to get my coat on over my wings?" My wife said, "The thing you want to worry about is, how are you going to get your hat on over your horns?" Well, Ed, I got to leave you.
What, so soon?
Yeah, huh?
Well, au revoir.
What's that, Ed?
That's goodbye in French language.
Carbolic acid.
What's that, Cohen?
That's goodbye in any language. Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye, Cohen.
Say, Eddie, come over to the house some night for supper and try to get something to eat. And say, Eddie, don't forget to bring that ukulele with you. Goodbye, olive oil.